I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the forgiveness of sins. Launch out into the deep. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Romans called the Mediterranean Mare Nostrum, our sea. The apostles might well have called the Lake of Gennesaret, this large inland lake, the north of the Holy Land. They might well have called it the Apostles' Sea. It was their own. It held within its waters so many memories, so many miracles, and it furnishes us so many gospels. To them, it stood for the world, their world. Launch out into the deep, the Master says. Now, my dear friend, you may be entirely landlocked, but as a Christian, you also live in water world. It's your world as well, you see. Well, do you see? Do you know who saw water? And it's in the Bible. Who says that in Scripture? Well, it's not too hard a question. We have it just before the Mass. And it's, of course, in our pocket Bible, which is the Missal. Sundays, you really need a pocket or two. And for the other pocket, of course, would be your beads, your rosary. Now, since you're all High Mass folk, this is a very easy question indeed. At the High Mass during the Easter season, instead of the asparagus, as Father goes down the aisle sprinkling the people with holy water, the choir sings the beautiful, I saw water, vidi aqua. It's a rather long antiphon, and usually we don't sing it all the way through two times. In the modern world, we're a little impatient. We need to be moving on with things. But it's worth meditating. I saw water coming out from the temple, from the right side, and all to whom that water came were saved. The vidi aquam is a vision of Ezekiel. Among his visions figure the strangest and the most fascinating in the Old Testament. Appeal to some, many of them are full of gloom and of destruction. But also, there is a word of restoration, the temple, and God's return to the temple. The chosen people were chastised with exile in Babylon for their immorality, rank and offensive in the nostrils of God, and their mixing of true and false religion together. Like today. It was 70 years they were thus punished. And Daniel says, Lord, we have no priest and no prince and no prophet and no altar and no sacrifice and no temple. We are made as the least of men. But Ezekiel sees through it all. In the heart of his vision, he was shown water. Water coming from the temple, not just from the temple, from the right side of the temple. Remember that. And it starts as a trickle, and then that trickle becomes a stream, and then it flows out in abundance into a river. To cross it, you'd have to swim. And then the whole land, the desert, is watered by it and breaks forth into bloom. And then it mixes with the salty waters of the Dead Sea and the Mediterranean. And they all turn to sweet, bringing forth, Ezekiel says, fish. And what do fish stand for in Scripture? Christians, remember? And every living creature. It's a prophecy. For the Jews of old, as for today, who never really did know their scriptures too well, it remains a mystery. They accepted it, but nothing more. But we do. We know what it means. We live it because of the other one. The other disciple is how that son of Zebedee in today's gospel, business partner with Peter, John. That's how he describes himself. And he's the other one who says, now in the New Testament, I saw water as well. We just had that. Do you remember when? Anybody? Just the first Friday of this month, which was the Feast of the Sacred Heart. John was there on Good Friday, one of these fishermen. He was present, and he watched as one of the soldiers, he writes this, with a spear, opened his side, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he that saw it, he saw it, hath given testimony. The blood and the water flowed, tradition tells us, from the right side of the temple. That's our Lord. Destroy this temple, he told the Jews. And in 3 days I will raise it up again. What Ezekiel saw in prophecy, John saw in reality, and you see today. This Sunday, every Sunday, is a little Easter, which brings us to Mass, because there are things that need to be seen and heard and offered. And so here you are, you're all done up in your Sunday best for this little Easter. And just before Mass, we had the asparagus. The holy water was sprinkled over you. And all of those to whom this water came, we all sang today. Well, no, that would be during Easter season. Today we had the asparagus. But at Easter we sing, all of those to whom this water came were saved. Lord, give me always this water. The Samaritan woman said this. She was a modern, up-to-date lady. She was working on her fifth husband or so, and her religion was a mixture of truth and of falsehood. He does give us this water, and you do see it. How? When you say the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the forgiveness of sins, it is the Church, the Catholic Church, which gives us this water, the seven sacraments of our sanctification and salvation. St. Augustine says they sprang from Christ's pierced side, his sacred heart. And then there's another prophecy which is very ancient, goes back to the first book of the Bible, Genesis, the creation of Eve. How did that happen? Do you remember reading that? Adam is cast by God into a deep sleep. And Eve, his bride, is fashioned how? From his side. So too at Calvary was the Church, the bride of Christ, drawn from the side of Jesus in the deep sleep of his death. The Church is born and sustained as are we Catholics, we members of the mystical body, by the waters of baptism and by the blood, the precious blood of the Holy Eucharist. The Sacred Heart, what a devotion that is. The whole story of the temple and of water and of life is there in that pierced side and open heart. And you, Isaiah says, you shall draw waters with joy from the Savior's fountains. Where do you draw them? Where's the well? That's the Catholic Church. Here the sinner may obtain pardon for his sins. Why did our Lord found the Catholic Church? What is the reason for its institution? The reason for the founding of the Catholic Church is the salvation of souls. And one great means to that end is surely the forgiveness of sins. If we didn't have the forgiveness of sins, we may as well just be Protestants or something. And how sad would that be? And one great means to this end, the salvation of souls by forgiveness. Remember, St. Augustine marvels when he considers, and he says, infinite power, it's a work of infinite power, it's greater than the creation of the world, the forgiveness of sins. Did you ever visit the ocean? Summertime, sometimes people take a shot at it. The shore of an ocean is usually anymore all built up with homes and commercial properties, and the property owners usually don't want tourists around traipsing through their lawns and gardens and rest to get access to the water, to the sea. Father Jakarta recalls, and his father was a chauffeur for a very wealthy woman in Milwaukee, and they used to all drive down for the winter to Palm Beach, and access to the beach at Palm Beach was only for residents of the street, and they had a key to the gate. Nobody else did. And of course, then Father also likes to point out that Kennedy's house adjoined their beach house. Well, sometimes they pass laws. They used to say Mass in Jacksonville, and there was a law to the effect that there has to be some way for people to get into the water. There was a little path and a small weather-worn sign saying public access. But it had to be there. Why? Water is for everybody, but only those to whom that water comes, in some sense or another, from his pierced side, his sacred heart, his bride, the church and her sacraments, seven in number, only they are saved. Somebody's always saying, though, access denied, access denied, wrong password, something like that. Satan and his smoke in the church causes the circuits to all go awry. And we are, after all, enduring 50 years now, will it end at 70, of the Babylonian captivity of the church and of the papacy. But the path is still open. The water still glistens and waits. When God expelled Adam and Eve from the Garden of Paradise after original sin, there's a wealth of catechism terms in that sentence, aren't there? But you know what they mean. He placed at the gates of the garden an angel with a sword to close the way. When the new Adam came, he opened the way and he cleared the path. How? It was also done by the sword. Bergoglio recently told a lie, maybe not the first, but he was just quoting Bush, who did it years ago. You know, this business that Mohammedanism is not the religion of the sword, it's the religion of peace, but it is the religion of the sword. And either you get with the program or you get the sword, choice A and choice B. But Christianity, what a religion. Who gets the sword? Our Lord, in his side, he dies for us, that we may live. And from his side, I saw there came out blood and water. So come on in, the water's fine. Launch out into the deep, the water which you have seen, as well as they, invites. It flows still from the right side of the temple, the Savior, his Sacred Heart. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.